Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with me and him and you. All of us together.
Oh,
I'm Rosie, he's Chris. Rousey.
That's that was really nice.
I'm mixing it up, Chris.
Yeah. It's like a bit of a can remember Barney the Dinosaur? Bit of a Barney the Dinosaur vibe.
What do you mean?
You, I love you.
You love me.
Whatever happened to him? Is he still kicking about in America?
I don't know. But he used to come to Pontins all the time.
Did he?
Yes.
Over the pond?
Well, if you got kids, you shouldn't have kids listening to this, but you know, don't want to ruin the dream. Don't let them listen now. Ready? 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3.
Sorry, no. I believe if your kids are listening to this, I don't think you deserve to be warned about any dreams being shattered.
Fair enough.
Yeah, anyway.
The costume, the Barney costume,
yeah.
Weighed. Well, see if you can guess. Guess how much it weighed?
I don't want to do that thing. We've talked about
this
before.
Stones.
Robert, I do that thing where I ruin it though. I go like 50 stone.
Okay, I'll just tell you.
A realistic one. 2 stone.
6 stone.
Shut the fuck up.
It weighed 6 stone.
Wow.
And like
that's like a 10-year-old.
It's crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And the guy who used to do it had to have like proper training in it.
Wow.
He took it very seriously.
Yeah.
Dripping with sweat.
Oh, Terry Dripping.
Come out of it.
Terry Dripping.
Honestly. And the mechanics inside. Do you know how his eyes and that moved?
No.
A mouthpiece?
Right.
So you'd have to put the thing in your mouth and you'd have to bite it for him to do stuff.
This is unbelievable. It was so like animatronic eyes through a mouthpiece.
It was so believable.
How did his mouth open then? Did you blink your eyes to open his mouth?
The mouth was always kind. Or maybe it was moved the mouth.
I imagine it probably moved the mouth.
So it was the biting which moved the mouth.
Right.
Yeah. That makes more sense, doesn't it? But yeah, it was really heavy. And it kind of like sat on his shoulders, like a piece on his shoulders.
Yeah,
and they're huge. So believable though. And then Bebop and the other one, which I can't remember what it was called.
Sorry, what do you mean?
The two dinosaurs.
What do you mean so believable?
It was just amazing. What, it's great.
As in you thought, right, okay. Sorry, the way you said it.
Not to me.
Run! It's going to eat
Imagine, I'd literally sit backstage, putting his head on and be like, this is so real. And then there was two ladies who played the smaller dinosaurs.
Wow.
Two smaller ladies.
So he came,
and that was their full-time job. That was their jobs.
Again, we've struck on a conversation that we never spoke about before. That's incredible. So I bet you'd fucking stank that uniform though.
Disgusting. Well, I used to do the characters.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh God. You know, you had to wear a t-shirt and shorts and you'd get out of the character and you could wring out your t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
I was so skinny. I was so thin. Oh God, it was Rosie's. Brilliant. Oh my God.
Look out for Rosie's new workout Instagram videos, by the way. It's just do your normal exercise, but wear Barney the Dinosaur suit.
That's what I want for Christmas. Get us a suit and I'll just walk around the Metro Centre.
Any boxers or UFC fighters, listen to this. You want to cut weight, right? Don't be going in sauna suits or wrapping yourself in plastic or whatever. Get a Barney the Dinosaur suit. Bite your teeth. Blink the eyes, loads. Blink the eyes. Imagine he's in on a windy day at the beach, right? And get that jaw going. Fucking, it'll drop off of you. You'll be fighting one weight class below.
I'm telling you. I ate everything I wanted, and I just had to wear that. You weren't allowed in the suits for longer than like half an hour.
Yeah, I think I've mentioned it before, but I once wore the suit of the cat, who was the Black Cat's mascot for Sunderland when I worked at the Sunderland Stadium.
Oh, did you?
I once wore that for
So you've done character work like once and you're trying to bring it up?
Oh my God, I didn't say I've done character work. You fucking lose. Oh my God, you hurt yourself. Oh my God, so you've done like, you went in it once and you think you've like done character work? Oh my God. No.
I think you find out I was the best Nasher the dog.
I put...
the world's ever seen.
Do you, Nasher?
Nasha.
That was pretty good. I put the, what was he called? Samson, I think he was called. The Black Cat.
Samson, yeah.
I put that on once for a wedding for the children, and I had it on for about 10 minutes. And I thought I was going to pass out when I took
it. Yes, it's intense, like.
Fair play to all of you. I always see videos of these.
Chris, it stinks.
But I always see videos of the mascots, like, at American basketball games and baseball. They're doing all kinds.
I know.
They're fucking slam dunk and they're jumping off trampoline. They must be fit as lops under there.
Yeah, they'll be dripping.
Racing people in that.
Mm-hmm. Hungover in one of them. Oh, God.
I bet you get rid of the hangover, though. I bet you sweat it out of you. I bet you're probably fine when you come out, like a whole new world. Just take that lid off.
And then the kids try to constantly, like, take your head off and pull your gloves off and that. Oh, the amount of kids I've pushed. Like, literally. But the parents are nowhere to be seen. And I'm like, this kid is going to get drop kicked in a minute if you don't move it out the way.
Nasha, Santa's not real. Nasha.
That was the crack.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here. This is episode 221, you beauties. Thank you for joining us if it's the first time. I know I say this all before, but genuinely, the fact that people are still here, it means the world. We don't take it for granted that you listen. Thank you so much.
And just a big shout out to everybody. Sorry, Chris, to put in. Everyone who's come a little bit later.
Yeah.
Who actually listens through the lockdown episodes.
Oh, in our amount of people I've spoken to recently.
Breakdown, Chris. We were not in a good place.
No. I don't remember most of that. I was just sort of grinning and bearing it. Just biting my teeth like a blinking Barney the dinosaur.
Yeah.
Just
horrendous.
Gritting my teeth.
But people listen to it and they're like, it's going to be okay. Yeah. You guys,
Someone told me the idea that they were listening. Someone told me the idea that they were listening and I said, oh, so the lock were down for 6 weeks, so 1 week left or whatever. And they were like,
sorry. Awful times.
Yeah. So without further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Oh, still doing them.
Yep.
Still doing them.
This week's sponsor is... What weather am I dressing for? Please, just tell us. Tell us. I look on the weather app on the morning.
It's crack of
shit.
I don't
know what's going on, right? I mean...
Tell them what London is next week.
Oh, Jesus. Is it hot? Is it cold? I look at... Right, we're packing to go away to do the TV show, right? Wednesday in London... Laws, just because you can't go right ahead, so it doesn't tell you the hour by hour like it does, which is not, to be fair, the hour by hour on the day is pretty spot on, but a few days before, it's this is how much they hedge their bets. Wednesday is between 9 and 23 degrees.
What is it?
That's a 14 degree deficit, Rosie. That's a Sahara desert level deficit from daytime to nighttime.
It's crazy. What if you've got a really early morning?
Oh, you got dressed for three climates.
You're either going to be too hot at the end of the day or too cold in the morning. What are you
going to
do?
I've said the stressful thing about going to London in this kind of weather is you've got to dress for three or four different climates. Mm-hmm. I've told you before, you've got to dress for going to the station in Newcastle when it's bastard freezing in the morning.
Yes, it is.
Dress for your train, right? Yeah. But you've got to dress for two possible trains if it's a hot day because you've got to dress for the carriage where the air conditioning's working and the carriage where the air conditioning is inexplicably fucked.
Okay.
And then you've got to dress for whatever the weather is when you get off the train in London. I tell you the time when I was on the train and they put an announcement over. I went into one of the carriages and it was blistering fucking heat. Mm. And I was like, what the hell's going on? It was empty. Mm. And they put an announcement saying, you know, the aircon in coach whatever M is knackered. Mm. So everyone's sitting a different one. So everyone was rammed into these other carriages that were full but cool. But I had shorts and t-shirt in my bag. So I went to the toilet, put shorts and t-shirt on.
Clever.
Sat in M on my own.
Clever. Yeah. You can't open a window on a train, can you? No, there is no windows. Why?
I just crack a slather, mate. Just crack one of the slathers open and go. Boy, don't do that again. I've just lost my fucking lips.
He has a blast from the past, right? Yeah. Just, well, I say that and I don't mean to sound like a dick just because I very rarely go on the bus anymore.
Sorry, 2 seconds. I need to just quickly interrupt with because you're going to get pedants listening on, well, there was windows. The doors used to have windows and on some trains, the doors still have that slidey down window.
Yeah, but once my dad was going to a football match and someone stuck their head out the window and got their head knocked off. It's probably why they got rid of them.
Wow. Well, I don't know if they've still got them on some trains, but there's a bit of...
Old-fashioned trains, yeah.
Yeah, but friend of the podcast, Carl Hutchinson, wants to get out of it because you had to pull the window down, lean out and get your hand around on the handle and open it from the outside at the station.
But they were
like spring-loaded the windows. Carl once got his teeth knocked out by the window.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's like when I got my head stuck in the tube doors.
Yep. We all know about you getting your head stuck in the tube doors.
Bad times. But no, so I haven't been on the bus for a long time, right?
Check what a dick.
What a fucking dick. But do you remember being on the bus and like the window control.
Oh God, yeah.
When someone used to open a window and you'd be seething, you'd be like, fucking freezing. Or they wouldn't open the window and it was too hot and nobody would open it and it'd be like, what's happening?
Because that window covered six seats.
Yeah, a lot, didn't it?
It would cover like three little bits of two seats. So you're like, there's six people's opinions here. Yeah. What the hell's going on?
Insane.
Did you ever used to randomly be on the buses and shields when little chavs would open the fire exit at the back and jump off?
No.
Oh, they loved a bit of that.
Why would they do it?
Just to jump off so you didn't have to get off past the driver. It stops at the bus stop and they would just jump off and run. I mean, pointless. Absolutely pointless.
They're not getting out of paying for it or anything.
No, they've already paid when they get on. They just open the bus, open the fire door, and jump off the back.
Pure rebels, Mike.
Hard as fuck. So hard. I wish I was them. When we used to go to the roller disco, remember the roller disco
at Temple Park?
There was a roller disco, Temple Park, and South Shields.
We should bring that back actually with alcohol. I might do a night. Let's do a night. You won't do it. I'll do it.
I'm not going.
Yeah, you'll fucking. You're not even turning.
Just tap out. I can't automatically tap
honestly,
out.
Honestly, I hate that you are so shit with stuff.
Oh, but you hate that I won't go to a roller disco that you've just invented.
I want to put a roller disco back on.
Right, okay.
At Temple Park. With alcohol, though.
Yeah, adults. Yeah. It'll be full of dickheads. But we used to go to the roller disco, right? And we used to go. So it was a big hall at Temple Park at the Leisure Centre in South Shields. And you'd have the music on. We are the children of the night. And all that. We'd go round in circles. Me and my mates would get there. We'd go round in circles a couple of times. We'd be like, right, are you doing the fire door trick? And it'd be like, yeah. And you'd go round and round and round. And you'd go on the big train. And then you'd press the fire door. And you'd all skate out into the car park and be like, way, we pressed the fire door. They'd close it.
Yeah.
And that was it. You couldn't go back in.
Oh!
I remember the first time we did it, I went, what now? They went, oh, no, we've just done the fire door thing. And I was like...
So you got chucked out?
Yeah, you basically chucked yourself out by going out
of
the fire.
Did you have
to
wear your own rollerblades? I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
not like bowling.
I don't think I went very often.
But we used to rollerblade all the way down from where my mum and dad lived, but then you had to take your rollerblades off and walk through the leisure centre, then put them back on at the bottom.
I always just found the cobbles too tricky. Yeah,
on pavements. Mm. You obviously weren't a top-class rollerblader like me.
No, I wasn't,
Could you do half pipes?
No,
oh my God, she could, guys. She couldn't do all that.
I'm actually really bad on rollerblades.
Ick.
I take away me night that I want to do because I'm actually really bad on it.
Okay, well,
I'd be like, here's the host. Rosie, do a spin. I'd be like, I'm all out.
Here's the host. And what's this, some kind of rollerblade wedding where you come up and do speeches?
I've been watching too much Real Housewives.
Yeah, what the hell?
I don't know.
Welcome to me welcome to me. Oh, sorry, I can't keep me balance. Welcome. Holding on to two. Welcome to me. Oh, God. I'm just going to take one off and use it like a skateboard. Welcome to me, rollerblade. Oh, she's going around in circles. Look. Welcome to me. Fucking what a loser you are.
Why do you ruin all my nice plans? See, everybody, we're going to chat about something soon after the jingle. Remember how horrible he is to me.
You ruined it yourself.
Remember how horribly he ruined every idea that I've come up with.
You can't even rollerblade. What do you mean I ruined it?
Watch this space. One Friday night, Saturday actually, give us more time to plan. In the future, I'm going to bring a rollerblade night back to Temple Park Leisure Centre, South Shields, but I'll not be taking part.
No, you'll be in the middle on some kind of podium.
Yeah, I'll just...
Yeah. Why don't we... you know how when you go ice skating, you hold on to the little penguin thing, or you hold on to the little sort of Zimmer frame with ice skates on? You can have one of them.
I'll do the Ben scooter.
Why don't we put you in a little go-kart that's designed to look like a big
roller
boot?
You're not invited.
I'm just coming to laugh at you and your stupid roller boot.
You're not invited.
Yeah, no.
Right, let's hear the jingle.
We'll get the kids watched. I'll just have a night out.
No, you're not coming.
Proper
night
out.
Mate, you can't shit on stuff and then want to come.
I'm saying I'm not coming. I'm saying you do your shitty thing.
He's going to come. He'll come.
I'll be in the pub around the corner telling everyone how crap it is.
Can I come?
Yeah, well, I'll come. I'll not be there long. I'll fly around a couple of times. I'll do the fire doors and I'll be out. Coolest kid there.
We had a fight about the jingle, jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle, jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to Shagged, Married, Annoyed. Thank you so much for joining us on this lovely podcast medium.
Yeah, no matter what you're doing while you're listening, you know, you might be walking the dog, you might be doing the ironing, you might be rollerblading in preparation for Rosie's rollerblade night. That's not going to happen.
Get ready. It will happen. I follow through on things.
Right.
You know
you
I
absolutely do.
Do
not follow through. You're full of shit.
Bloody do.
Don't follow through on anything.
Do you remember that event that I did
in
2018? 18.
Oh, yeah, the mother's meeting. Yeah,
loads of people came. It was very successful. Hey, raised a lot of money for charity.
Hall. Decent sized hall for rollerblading.
I'm hot. Use the same place. Use that one. Thank you very much.
There's a climbing wall at the edge as well where you can just hold on if you're scared. That'd be good.
Yeah.
All right, then.
How are you doing? You all right?
I'm all right. Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. Tired. Very tired. Oh. Extremely tired.
Well, I know.
Been for a nap, haven't I?
Yeah, you have. Which, yeah. I mean, I don't want to get into it too much, but... Right. So Chris and I take turns to get up with Rafe because he's just horrendous. He gets up anytime between half 4 and half 6.
He sleeps all the way through most of the time. He didn't last night, but he does sometimes.
He sleeps all the way through. Yeah, but he wakes up crazy early. To the point where, you know, if he gets up at 5:45, we're buzzing. That's not right, Chris.
No.
We're like, you got up at 5:45. Isn't that brilliant? 15 minutes after 5:30.
Yeah.
It's not good. But he's just up and there's nothing we can do. We've tried loads of stuff.
I believe that a while ago on the podcast, I might have said something along the lines of, if it's got a 7 in it, I'm fine. So if it's like 6:30 is bad, but 25 to 7 is fine because there's a 7 in the time.
Yeah.
I'm now fine if there's a 6 in it.
Yeah, the same.
Like
same.
If there's a 6 in it, I'm over the moon. If he's up at 5:45, I'm like, that's 5:45. That's
but he's
fucking 4.
He's chucking out a few half fours. It's 4:32
this morning. I was absolutely gutted.
But the thing is, Chris, so we take turns. So I have these mornings as well. Yeah. But when it's your morning, do we not? We know. Listen, we know that you've been up.
I didn't sleep last night. I didn't sleep very well at all, right?
I don't sleep most nights.
I kept waking up loads. Rafe was up a couple of times, couldn't find his blooming dummy in the dark. And I was absolutely knackered. And I woke up this morning and I was like begging him. I was like, please go back to sleep. But you can't tell him. He's like, it's morning. And you're like, fucking not. But he doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. And I was downstairs just absolutely devastated. Oh, there's the window cleaner.
Window cleaner.
I was just devastated downstairs, just sitting there. And I'm like... Like, you go on your phone and it, like, sucks what little energy you have out of you. And you have coffee. Coffee does nothing. I had 2 coffees, 2 double espressos, and then I had a nap. What does that tell you? Bollocks.
It tells you that you're just, your body's too used to caffeine.
Bollocks.
Just,
I need something
stronger. What it is?
Sometimes, I might have to get on the old crack.
Oh, God. Please don't. I'm just, you on crack would be horrible.
Imagine. Oh, God.
I'm just trying to embrace... The early mornings, and just make myself turn into a morning person because I'm not a morning person.
Yeah.
But let's try. Anyway, life is good. Life is great.
Well, it is.
You've got 2 weeks
lovely.
Of me being nice now.
Yeah, you're off your period.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Yep.
We're through the thick of it.
Yeah.
I'm reeling off that.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be all right now.
Yeah, 2 weeks, Chris. This is nice.
Hey, half me life is shit.
Half my life is shit, mate. Yeah. So don't even start. Babadoo, 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 ba. Should we talk about. What happened on the TV show?
Oh, you, most hated woman in the country.
No.
Cancelled.
So,
Rosie.
I'm a bit
cancelled.
Sad.
Cancelled.
No, I'm a bit upset because, if you watch a TV show, I broke Chris's Lego, okay? Because I know what makes us laugh and we have that kind of relationship.
Yeah.
Do we not?
Obviously... So when it happened, I was like, oh, what a fucking... I always think of the show and I always think of the moment. And as I had no idea that that guy was coming on with Lego. We don't know what any of those items are. We have a really weird... To let you behind the curtain here, we have a really weird rehearsal where we sort of block through the things and we don't know what the audience beefs are. We don't know what the guests' beefs are. Mm-hmm. We know a couple of things that we'll have to sort of flag up with them. Like, oh, fruitcake, you've brought a maid outfit.
Yeah.
What's all this about? So I know I have to tell her that. But I don't
I got
know anything.
Told about
I've never
the
seen
Lego.
Anything. You got told about the Lego, but we didn't know. But we have this weird thing where on It Goes or I Go, I have to practice the destruction methods of things that I don't know what they are. It's so weird. So I'm standing there on that exact day. They're like, right, there's 3 things. One of them, they're going to hit with a baseball bat.
Yes.
I went, okay, no idea what that is. And they were like, this is where you have to stand. This is where you have to get them to swing. Yeah. I'm like, right. Then there's like, they bring out a massive sand pit and a blowtorch. And they're like, this is how you get them to burn
thing
a thing. And I'm
burn.
Like, oh, I don't know what that is. I'm guessing that was the pajama pants.
That was the pajama pants.
And then a fucking turkey carve an electric knife. And they're like, they're going to have to cut a massive thing. And I'm like, I don't know what that is.
How lush would it have been to do the Lego with that bat?
I mean, as much as I love Lego, that would have been fucking beautiful.
So,
but sorry, I was going to say was, as it come out and I'm like, oh my God, I've got that one. And then you're like, we've got yours. I'm like, oh, that I'm really annoyed because it's, I love me Lego, but this is such a good moment and it's funny. And then obviously when you threw it out of my hand, I was devastated when it smashed on the floor. But then in my head, I'm like, this
were
is
you
funny.
Actually,
though? But devastated in the way of like.
Devastated is a big word.
Devastated in the way of if your shopping bags rip. Oh, fucking bit of graft. I've got to pick my shopping bags back up.
Yeah.
Not like actually upset.
Yeah.
But once I heard the crowd booing you, I obviously hugely hammed it up because, you know, it's very rare that the guy... Rosie, You came to my arena gig years ago and the fucking crowd chanted your name. It's very rare that these people are on my side.
It was my turn.
I was like, fuck you.
I get it.
But some people online have took it a bit too far, haven't they?
Well, I've had some comments. I've had some comments. Like, couple of trolls saying that I'm horrible.
Yeah.
Saying that they don't like us anymore, which is fine. That's absolutely fine.
Probably my account.
That's absolutely fine. But, so just wanted everyone to know that. That you're all right, aren't you?
I'm fine, and it's great. And it was funny. It's a funny moment reducing me and Fred Siriex, who is a stylish French gentleman, crawling around on my hands and knees, picking up Lego like a couple of fucking toddlers.
I've got to tell you, though, I was very much, that was like period time.
Right.
And I don't know if I would, I know this is so ridiculous, right? I don't know if I'd have normally done that.
Yeah, period rage to smash my Lego.
And is that, I'm not trying to like stick up for myself or anything, but sometimes I don't make very good decisions.
When you're on your period.
And it just something came over us and I was like, fuck it. And I was just like, I'm going to stand on it. I don't give a shit.
Thankfully, it was Saturn V, which is extremely modular to put back together. It's very satisfying bit of Lego to put back together. But and it's very easy.
Everyone who listens to this podcast knows that you would have done that to me.
You need to stop getting... Yeah, of course I would have. Rosie, if they somehow...
I don't like to live in a world where I know that people think...
Rosie. If they do some kind of thing where I can get revenge and they bring, this is off the top of my head.
Oh, no.
If they bring lamps or some
shit
that you
don't
like
you
on,
fucking dare.
And I can go at them with a baseball bat, they'll have to put an extra long version of the show out because I'll be like taking my jacket off and like hold the guest wheel there. I'll be fucking up lamps left, right and centre.
But I
it's
think,
fun.
No, but okay. But on this podcast, everyone knows our personality really well. Like, because we've been listening for years, they get it. But the TV show's a new thing.
That's what happens so when you people, put it to a wider audience.
I hate that people now think that I'm a dick who breaks me up.
And I quite like it.
Yeah, but you played it up. You hammed it up so much.
Of course I did. They're never on my side. You were getting booed by our audience, which never, they're always booing me. I was like, this is fucking great. I had a semi on. I was buzzing.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Yeah. But everyone knows you've got to not take them little comments on board, and everyone knows. And do you know what? Even they might even be joking. I got the building.
I'm not going to lie, though. It felt so good.
We kept all the bits. I get the building back up, which I love building. And didn't I tell you, man? I think I went on, what was it? Oh, Extra Gear. When they changed it from Clarks and all them to Chris Evans and Matt LeBlanc and that. I did the extra Top Gear Extra, which was on BBC Three or something straight after. And they gave me a Mustang, a Lego Mustang. Because I said Mustang's my favourite car. Already built. They handed us it. And I was like, am I supposed to do with this? They're like, we've got you this. And obviously I didn't say it. I was professional. So, I went, oh, thank you. But I wanted to go, who the fuck built it? What?
So they think that you just want the Lego done.
I
the actual enjoyment is putting it together.
They gave it. Honestly,
that's
it might
so
be on
odd.
iPlayer somewhere there, but I had to hide it. I look around going, whose fucking idea was this?
Oh my God, I need to find that.
This is already
moment.
Built. Why have you done that? I was devastated.
I need to find that. I wonder if that's on anyway.
I'm like someone accepting a present that they've already got, but they don't want you to know they've already got it. I'm like, oh great.
That's
hilarious. I was like,
the pleasure
fucking...
of Lego is putting it together, not the actual end.
Loads of shows did that. When people first found out that I like Lego, I went on, what was it? Was it the Sarah Cox show on a Saturday morning, or was it someone else? Or was it Zoe Ball had a show on this? And they gave us the ship, pirate ship in a bottle. Pirate ship in a glass bottle.
But it was
Lego.
Made.
Already made. And I forgot to take it with us.
Oh.
And they've discontinued it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, mate. Me and Lego. I could write my memoirs about my Lego wars.
I feel like you could as well.
Lego wars.
But do you forgive us?
No. And long
Stop
may
it.
The, long may the trolling
Stop
continue.
Stop it.
I'm course
no,
I,
don't.
I forgive
honestly,
the minute it
don't,
happened.
Because it upsets us, you know.
I forgave you the minute it happened. I wasn't even bothered about it.
Do you know how weird, like just you listening, do you know how weird it is to live in this fucking world where we do things as a couple and people can comment on it and that?
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. It's a very odd life. And I just needed people to know that he wasn't upset.
Oh, no, I wasn't upset in the slightest. No. But again...
But stop it. No, you fucking... Stop it. Stop it. Because you doing this makes people believe it. So pack it in.
I wasn't upset in the slightest. But I hammed it up. That's all I'm saying. I hammed it up.
Right, well, don't in future,
it's a great
right?
feeling. That was great, honestly. Obviously, I never had siblings, but I'd have been fucking amazing and pretended I was hurt when I wasn't.
Yeah.
Mom!
You'd have been brilliant. That was so funny. Do you know when I destroyed your Lego?
Yeah.
I literally... The guy who brought on the Lego, Dan, I went to him and I went to touch it and his face. I swear to God, he was like I had leprosy. Like, I had leprosy. He couldn't. He was just like, get away.
Wow.
Because I was like, wait. Yeah. You sound ridiculous, man.
Oh, man. It was funny. All fun and games. Love it. Babadoo, 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 ba. So, as my heart is broken, just like my Saturn V Lego that Rosie destroyed, maybe you can make me feel better by voting for us on the NTAs.
Oh,
that'll be lovely.
Is.
We're still longlisted for an NTA. It would be so lovely if you could go on the website and give a little vote. We're in Best Interview Show, I think.
Yeah.
Which is...
category.
Interview category, which is fucking... That's generalising a bit, isn't it? But it's just like, if you can call it that. I mean, some of the stuff. What I've been thinking about as well, I wrote it down in my notes. So some of the stuff that I have, I wish I'd saved them all and took screen grabs in, but some of the stuff I have said to me the day that they are editing the show is hilarious. Like just last week, I got a message from our producer saying, the big wigs at the BBC, so it'd gone, I don't think she used the term big wigs, but that's the best way to describe it. So it'd gone higher up the chain at the BBC, and someone had had a meeting about the fact that they had to take me Bukkake joke
out of
the show.
Yeah.
I mean, these people work for the BBC. Like, I feel like I'm dragging their job into the dirt.
Well, what else did I get told? So the when I said about how much do you scratch your fanny, that stayed in, but
another bit had to come out. Another
bit
reference.
That I said something. Oh, because I said it didn't make the show.
Yeah.
But when they'd had the maid's outfit, I'd said it would be lucky to cover one of my lips.
Yes, that's what you
and
said.
And so I had an email conversation of which one would you rather have in? So and I was like, oh, which funny
that's
joke
not, that's
can
not,
I
not, oh, yeah, that's funny joke. That's not left lip or light lip. So yeah, they do the same. They go, well, so we've got two vulgar vagina references, so we're going to keep one. And there's these people who, I mean, I know it's a
they
different
count
department.
The F words.
Yeah, well, that was one of my favourite ones. Yeah, we won the first edit and they said, right, we've got a few too many F words in, so we're just going to do a fuck pass. Now, a fuck pass meaning watch the whole edit again and count how many fucks there are and try and take some fucks out.
What a life. What a job.
We are dragging this channel into the dirt.
What is a Bukkake? What is it?
Bukkake.
I thought you said Bugatti, like the car.
Yeah, you did. It was,
But is it when they all come on each other?
I don't think it's a thing outside of pornography. I don't think it's ever been
right.
Done
well,
in the
I'll
world.
Tell you right now.
Yeah,
I know somebody who.
Pray tell.
I can't say anything more.
Right.
I have to keep this person completely anonymous.
Okay, but they got a load of people to spunk on them.
Yeah, for his birthday.
Oh, right, a gay guy.
Yes.
All right, I imagine they might be more up for it than straight women. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Like, yeah. I think. Like, God, dare I say? I think you enjoyed it. happy birthday to me.
Yeah, okay then.
But yeah,
well, I mean, I'm generalising here.
Honestly, if you want to pick some, like, if I went on I'm a Celeb.
So we've mixed it up this year. You know, apparently the animal rights people have been involved.
They've had enough.
No more cockroaches, no more widgety grubs. It's not fair. All we're going to do is... people are just going to spunk on you. See how long it can last. Rosie, that's no stars again for the camp.
Please just bring back the rats. Just a couple of little rats.
No, totally unfair. Peter and all the animal rights have been involved. Just 25 blokes with their knobs out. Never ending these fellas. Don't know what, honestly, the stamina on these lads. Don't know what they're eating. They'd be like the gladiators. They'd be like the gladiators on the new gladiators, just 12 blokes, 20
I'd
odd
blokes. I would rather die.
Is that
the
idea of hell of just
hell.
Loads of blokes?
Like, how far away are they?
Eh?
How far is it going to touch us?
I mean, I've never watched a video of it other than, I mean, I may have seen clips in passing of piss taken of watching it with your mates when we first all got broadband, you know what I mean?
Right.
But just the idea, I mean, who...
Well, I can imagine what it's
like.
Who's up
for it?
But how...
Who's watching it, though? Who's what person is watching that video of a load of men spunking all over a woman and going, it's brilliant, this?
I don't know.
What? I mean, what the hell's going on?
How close are they?
I mean... The range isn't
how
massive.
Much?
Okay, so we're putting...
Right, let's play. Let's have a game of how much.
There's no money that can make you do that.
Oh, no, there is.
Really?
Yeah, you're kidding us.
Oh, no, I don't know if I want to play this with my wife. I don't know if I want to offer my wife money for loads of blokes.
No, but it has
what
to
if
be.
What if there's an eccentric billionaire listening who goes, I'm going to make this happen then, and I'll have to be there when it happens.
Listen, let's talk numbers, mister. Mr. Eccentric Billionaire. Because if they look half decent and they've got a good diet and they're not, like, it doesn't... Fully touches. Maybe not my face.
It's got to go all over your face. All over your face and hair. It's got to be everywhere. It's got to be like they're putting fucking wallpaper up.
I don't know. I could do, how much?
Well, I don't know. £5?
No.
Plus expenses?
It would have to be. Plus it would travel. Have to be a lot.
You get your lunch. You get your lunch thrown in.
Oh, is that me lunch?
Yeah, that's your lunch.
Liquid
yeah,
lunch.
Protein. Liquid lunch.
Oh, God. Horrible.
No, they'll do that.
If it was just on my body.
Right, okay.
Me face, no. Right. Face and hair, no. But just on my body, I could probably do that.
I don't think you're going to make it as a bukkake porn star. I don't think you've got what it takes.
I don't think I do. I'd cry. I'd probably cry.
Yeah, that would be just probably awful.
Come quicker, wouldn't it? Sickle. Shit up there.
I want it. You know what? I feel like we've even gone too far for the podcast.
No, nah. They should have left it in the show. Disgraceful. Having to explain that to me nana.
Oh, God.
My dad's enjoying the show, by the way.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad we took that out then.
No, I mean, I think he would have liked that. Yeah. No, he enjoyed the show and he said his favourite bit was when I said to Fred about being French and lovely, and but your pistol stinks. I think he'll tell his mates at the pub that. So
one of the
go.
Best insults I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, he enjoyed that.
Fantastic.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? Beef,
beef, beef, beef, beef, beef, beef, beef, beef. Nice. Ladies first?
No, you go first.
Okay, then. Okay. So, I've mentioned it before that you are Mrs. Headphones around the house now. Any room you're in, there's headphones or you're listening to stuff.
What, because I've got my headphones in?
Yeah, but you're like, you know, you basically shut yourself off from the rest of the family while you're watching something. Or if you're cooking, you've got big, massive headphones on.
Yeah.
Looking like a fucking DJ in the kitchen island.
Me
Beats. Yeah, Beats headphones like you're in fucking some kind of Ibiza super club watching, you know, Housewives and all kinds of shit that you watch. So I speak to you and you like, ugh, and you like go over and pause it, or you like take your AirPod out, or if you're wearing the AirPod, or you'll move your headphone, you're like, oh, what? Like as if I'm not allowed to exist in my own house.
just don't really have to
fucking annoying. So you're always like, basically like, you know, for me daring to have a conversation with you while you're watching some shit, you're always kicking off. But the other morning you took it to another level, and I'd actually forgot to write this down. So this happened a couple of weeks ago.
That morning?
Yeah. So I forgot to write this down. This happened a couple of weeks ago. I forgot to write it down, but then you did it again today and I remembered. You did it again yesterday, sorry, and I remembered and I wrote it down. So I tried to have a conversation with you the other morning and we were sitting in the living room with the two kids, but you wouldn't talk to me, right? Because you were watching Finding Dory with the kids.
Oh.
And let's finish. And I quote, you said, Chris, can you just stop it? I'm really into this. Can we talk later? I'm really into this. I just had to rewind it when you spoke before because I missed a bit. Finding Dory.
I'd never seen it. It's actually quite good.
I was trying to have a conversation with my wife.
I was trying to watch a film. Am I not, sorry.
A child's movie.
Sorry, I don't give a shit.
A child's movie.
It's really good.
Yeah, today I'm trying to phone up to get my windscreen sorted out for my car, and you were fucking Mrs. Not only were you Mrs. Chatterbox, you were then Mrs. Just Do Everything Noisy in the whole fucking room.
Oh, yeah, but you had it on speakerphone. Put it in your ear. I'm sorry, that's
coming. I had to read. Oh, and then
you banged. Oh, mister, you banged, so he was on the phone, and I was making a bit of noise doing, you know, admin stuff in my own house.
Auditioning for Stomp.
You were on bloody speakerphone, and then he looked at us and he literally went, bang the table.
There was nothing I could have said.
I should have threw something at you.
I had to read my policy number off the fucking email that was on my phone, so I had to have it on speakerphone.
No, right? You were a fucking bullshitter. You weren't reading anything off your phone.
I was
reading
the PCN.
You weren't having a conversation. Chris,
I knew they were going to ask for it.
On the boys' lives.
I knew they were going to ask for it.
But they hadn't asked for it.
But they were going to.
So you hadn't done it. He's gone from, I was reading the number, to, I thought they were going to ask for it.
I had to have the email open with
Shut
the number on.
Shut your face.
Honestly, the noise you made when I was on that phone.
You
emptied the dishwasher, right? You got like loads of nappies out of a plastic bag and just started piling them up on the table, scrumpling up.
Stuff.
You did recycling. I've never seen you do recycling in your life. And you started scrumpling up paper and putting in the recycling bin.
I do recycle all the time.
Yeah, fuck off. What you got? Oh, hey.
And just, you know what it is, right? Mm-hmm. This is the thing about being married, right? Or being in a relationship.
Yeah.
I hate that you're just meant to be available all the time. If I'm watching a film, right? Like, we're going to spend the rest of our lives together. Hopefully.
Right.
Hopefully not.
Lego destruction pending.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Give us time. Let us watch a film. Don't speak to us.
Wow.
There should be rules in place.
Finding Dory with the children.
I was having a lovely moment with our children watching a film together. And you're
Robin was on his iPad. Robin was on his iPad. Rafe wasn't fucking watching it. You were watching it on your own.
You know he watches it. He puts his iPad down, he watches it. Mm. So whatever. Mm. It's just his crutch. I haven't really got a beef with you. I've got a bit of an ick.
Oh.
I have got beefs, but I've got a bit of an ick.
Oh.
You, right, every time that you pay for something on Apple Pay on your laptop, you rub your fingers together before you do your ID, and it's vile, like.
You rub your little fingers. So I've got
like
the I've got the Apple Mac that's got the fingerprint.
Yeah. People know what it is. So you rub your fingers.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of, but then you kind of put your big finger in the air.
Yeah.
And then prop up, like go press down.
Right. Okay.
Like it's like you're opening a £1 billion vault.
Right. Well.
In your basement.
Right. Well, I was buying some new
luggage.
And
you keep it on for really long. It's just... Right.
You've got to keep it on for long.
It's really...
You've got to keep it on for long.
I've got one. I'm quick.
Right.
I don't rub your fingers together.
I guarantee you haven't even got Apple Pay set up on that laptop. Bullshit.
Annoyingly, it always goes to the old address. So I have to change it manually every time. So I don't know how to do it.
Great.
But it's... Great. Ick.
Right. Wow.
No beef, though.
Wow. Well, okay. Well, you know, still hurts. Still hurts.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
As always, if you'd like to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com.
Hi, both. I'm re-listening to episode 164, where one of the cues from the pews was, what is the worst thing you've seen someone snack on in public?
Okay.
In the email, I talked about someone eating an Easter egg on the Glasgow Metro. And in brackets, I put, very tame if you ask me. An Easter egg is for life, not just for Christmas.
Fair enough.
Agreed. I could eat an Easter egg any time of the year.
I suppose it's just the admin of eating a massive, massive Easter egg. I did get it at the time.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. Anyway, they've said, I was once making some purchases in Wilkinson's and had a basket full.
Okay.
A fella joined the queue behind me with only one item, in brackets, a drink. So I offered him to go ahead because I'm not a knob. That's nice when people do that, isn't it?
That is quite nice when you've only got one thing, yeah.
He leaps forward, pays for his item, and gulps his drink there and then. How normal, I hear you say. Well, it's not that normal, but weird. Oh, no. The drink he had bought was... Do you want to try and guess, or should I just tell you?
He's drank it right there and then.
Literally. Oh, thank you. I'll just hop in front of you. Oh, brilliant. Paid for it. Drank it. Literally stood there.
Did they say it was a can or a bottle? What did they say? They didn't.
They haven't said anything about what
it's
in.
So he's just drank it. So I'm guessing it's not a drink that you would drink straight. So it's not like a Capri Sun or a...
I don't know.
Is it an energy drink? I think
what are you going to go with?
I think it's only me and you who get weird about energy drinks. Was it something, Raj, like mouthwash or something?
Okay, is that what you're going with?
Yeah.
Okay. The drink he had bought was cat milk.
I would not have got that. I would not have got
never.
That.
As in milk for cats.
Yeah.
Now, a drink of milk is fine, nutritious even, but why did he choose that? I was horrified, and I need everyone to know about the cat milk pervert of Preston.
So weird.
I didn't know there was a special milk for cats.
Yeah, yeah, no, cat milk. Yeah, I've heard Carl Hutchinson talks about it.
What, could they not have normal milk? Cow's milk.
I don't know. I've got no idea.
Them poor cows, honestly. Everyone's really giving cows a really hard time about their milk.
Right.
Do you not think?
Yeah, I mean,
it's like, we grew up, everyone was like, milk, oh, it's brilliant for you. Like, to the point where if you had little things on your nails, they were like, you don't drink enough milk, your bones will break. And now it's like, ugh, cow's milk.
Not your mum, not
yeah,
your
not
milk.
Your mum.
Yeah.
And yeah, poor cows.
I'm on oat milk. Oat milk these days. Because I did Who Do You
Sweeter,
Think
Sweeter, isn't it?
Well, I did Who Do You Think You Are, and I found out that my mum is actually an oat, so it's fine. Fine, I'm allowed. Cheers, me mum. No, but that, I mean, why is he drunk? But he stayed there and he's done it as a, this is what I do.
Like, probably had a hard on.
Do you reckon? Yeah. It's always about someone's
tiddler. Always about someone's
tiddler. It's always about someone's
tiddler. It is.
Yeah.
But how, so my thing is, how's he learned that cat milk's nice? Do you think he's been desperate for a cup of tea one day? And he's
accidentally
like, oh,
put it in.
The only thing we've got is the cat milk. Yeah. And now he's like, that's delicious.
Yeah. Mm. Might have catnip in it. Catnip, cat milk, don't know.
What's catnip?
You not seen catnip? It's like it's like a legal drug that you can give cats and it just gets them off their box.
Why?
Because they love it. It's like a herb, it's like a plant. And the catnip. And they have it and they're just like off their face. It's like drugs for cats.
That is so, I've never knew.
I've never heard of catnip.
I've kind of heard of catnip, but I genuinely didn't ever know what it was.
Sniff it and lick it and just roll around. Oh, they're just off their bait, just rolling around. It's mad. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what the side effects are. I don't know what it does. But Preston, you said it was at Preston.
Yeah, where's Preston?
I've always heard sort of near Manchester.
Northwest.
Yes, northwest. Right. Yeah. Sort of generalised. It's not near Manchester. It's probably about, but I mean, it is in general. Of, you know, but don't get upset if you're from Preston. Get upset at the thing I'm about to say next, because I used to do gigs in Chorley, a Chorley little theatre, mm-hmm. and someone once told us about a guy who used to drink petrol from a milk carton.
What?
Yeah. So
petrol Paul.
No, he was called Toxic Terry, is what he said he was called. Yeah, yeah. Oh, we had hours of fun at this gig when they mentioned it. Yeah, but I don't know what he's. Whenever I went back, there was always a new rumor about him, and it was always like, "Have you heard?" He's like a sort of local Preston legend, called, and he used to apparently drink.
Petrol.
So there's all.
Why?
So whenever you see someone in Preston drinking something weird, I always just think, "Fucking hell."
Oh
yeah.
No! Well, bizarre. Let's hope it is.
Yeah,
Toxic
Terry. Yeah. Well, if it is, bloody well done, mate. Because he's sorted himself out. Not wrong with a bit of cat milk. If you've downgraded from petrol to cat milk, your fucking life's going in the right direction, my man. Hear, hear.
I can't. Side note: I fucking love the smell of petrol.
Okay.
I do. I mean, I wouldn't drink it, but I love the smell of it. I do, Chris.
Yeah.
Do you not?
No, not really.
Every time I go to petrol station, I'm like...
I'm one of the only people I know who uses the little plastic gloves.
No, I use the plastic gloves.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I don't want it on my hand. I don't like the smell of it on my hand, but I love the smell of it, like, in the air.
Right.
Lush.
Is that why you spray it in the air and walk into it like a eau de parfum?
Petrol perfume.
Walk through it like Jesus.
Poor Terry. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Quick one for you. A couple of weeks ago, my husband was bathing our two young children, and I noticed as he was bent over that his bum crack was sore.
Sore?
Yeah. So, for reference, it wasn't that his trousers had fallen down. He has quite a high bum crack, and everyone we know has seen it peeking over his trousers more than one time. Unfortunately... He might just had a bit of skin irritation.
I don't think I'm all right with the phrase "quite a high bum crack." I don't know if I'm going to let that go.
I don't think he's got quite a high bum crack.
I think that's a thing.
I don't think any of his trousers fit.
Yeah.
Or
yeah. How high is his bum crack? Where does it go?
Oh, me granda had that.
Oh, high bum crack runs in the family.
I think our
whole family, every time a bloke in our family gets married, got to get a suit tailored for the high bum crack. Honestly, you got a high bum crack? Fucking hell.
Yeah, I think he's just needs a belt.
From his nipples go all the way around to his back, and the bum crack is level with his nipples. right up his back.
No, shut up.
He's got a 1 meter bum crack. She's, high bum crack.
She's put, unfortunately, both our daughters have inherited a high bum crack from him.
I can't. I refuse to believe that a high bum crack is a thing. How did that thing? What do you mean?
I'm thinking of everyone I know who's got a high bum crack.
Bum stuff.
Think of all your exes who you've seen naked.
Right.
Who's?
What do you mean?
Who got big bum crack? I can't remember.
I can't get my head around high bum crack. I can't. What? So your bum just keeps going up your back.
You'd have to have a really flat ass,
right?
Wouldn't you? High bum crack?
No, you'd have.
I don't understand. You'd
have to have a meaty ass for the bum crack to go higher.
Right. It's not a thing, is it?
I don't think it is. What's like saying you've got low armpits? It doesn't make any fucking sense. You've got a high bum crack.
Anyway.
It sounds like a doctor joke. Doctor, I've got a high bum crack. Oh, pull yourself together. I don't know what the punchline will be. I've been put on the spot yet. I've got a high bum crack.
Do you want to hear the rest of it?
I don't know if I do.
No, because listen, they've got a high bum crack and it's a bit sore because it's exposed. So, right, okay. I mentioned it to him and suggested he used some Sudocrem to sort his crack out. And in brackets, she's put bleh.
That's being married, isn't it?
The it comes a week later when bathing the kids again. As per usual, his eye bum crack was peeking out in the crack.
I know exactly what you're going to
say. Some week old Sudocrem.
He's packed that high crack, hasn't he? He's packed that high crack with Sudocrem.
A little vomit appeared in my mouth and I told him it was there, handed him a pack of wet wipes and told him he best sort out the old Sudocrem as he was really giving me the ick.
A little vomit appeared in my mouth, which happens often because I have a low throat. So the vomit comes up quicker from my stomach. Between us, I have a low throat. He has a high bum crack. I also have wide feet and narrow fingers.
This is fully a thing in their family. Please keep me anonymous as my sister listens to the podcast. Although with the talk of high butt cracks, she'll probably guess it's me.
Hey, listen, man.
Every family's different.
Oh, God. Just pull your fucking... You haven't got a high bum crack. Pull your pants up. Get a fucking belt.
Belt. Do you think they'd be in the doctors?
Yeah.
High butt cracks.
Probably give them... I don't know, give them some like... I don't know, like...
Next voucher.
Here's some drawstring pants on subscription. On prescription, sorry. He has some drawstring pants on prescription.
My Kev's got a high butt crack.
Fucking he hasn't. He's just got his pants hanging around his arse all the time. It's weird. Having a high butt crack, there's a direct correlation between having a high butt crack and listening to Blink 182 and that kind of music when you're a teenager. Or hip-hop as well.
Oh, funny.
Hi, bum crack.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Please keep me anonymous. I would like you guys to settle a heated debate my partner and I had recently.
Yes.
My partner had spent hours in the sun playing in a 36-hole golf competition and failed to drink enough water or put on any sun cream.
Oh, my God.
So came home shriveled and red.
Oh.
He then proceeded to get sunstroke and was dramatically emphasizing how unwell he was, and I must admit I did feel quite sorry for him.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a real thing. I think it was Brits.
I had it coming back from holiday in Ibiza.
You did. Red dots
on my feet.
Yeah, because you drank too much.
Drank too much in the sun, had a day on a boat, like an idiot. Didn't drink enough water.
You were ill the next day.
I was ill for a couple of days.
You love a bit of that on holiday. Love a bit of that.
Never happening again, that.
Thank
Honestly,
God.
I'm going to be wearing a massive sombrero and carrying a little ukulele round.
Good. So, she did feel quite sorry for him until a few days later, he accidentally let it slip that he had a wank that day. When he left me looking after our toddler son because he was so unwell with sunstroke. This sparked a heated debate in which I was adamant if he was well enough to have a wank, then he clearly wasn't that unwell.
Wow.
I have to agree with that, right?
Wow.
He then proceeds to state no matter how unwell men are, they are always able to whack out a quick wank as it makes them feel better. To which he then explained, a few years ago when he had severe food poisoning and made me come home from a work event to look after him and clear up his vomit from our bath, in the brackets, he was shitting in the toilet, he had also had a wank that day.
Oh my God.
I do not understand how this is a thing. The last thing I'm thinking when I'm unwell is, might just flick me bean. Chris, have you had a wank when you've claimed to be unwell? And in brackets, just put, what a strange question to ask a complete stranger you've never met. So sorry.
Hey, not a problem. Fine. Hey, absolutely fine. Just please don't ask us in public any of these things because I might not react the same way.
Come on, answer.
Hungover wanks are a thing.
Right.
You can have a wank when you're hungover.
Okay.
But have you ever been like... Because you tend to be a bit horny when you're hungover, even though you feel like shit. But right. I don't think I've ever been, like, ill. Like, if I was shitting... 100%. If I was shitting... The first instance that you said, the historical one, if I was shitting in the toilet and being sick in the bath, I don't think I'd be able to pull myself together to pull myself.
To have a wank.
But in sunstroke as well, I mean, I was... It depends how ill you are, I suppose. He's not as ill as he's saying.
Right, okay.
But yeah, I mean, a hungover wank is definitely a thing. And you can feel like shit. But you can be like, oh, and it, well, yeah, it does. It's a shot of endorphins, isn't it? It does make you feel better. But
be the last thing on my mind. But
I think men and women are different.
I think we are, yeah.
I think men and women are very, very different. You guys have to put candles out on that.
No, don't have to do that at all.
Nah, you just do, man.
It's really not a thing.
Nah, you just do, man. Candles.
It's very fast, actually, but
Lionel Richie on and that. Whatever you just do.
You awful.
Know, all that stuff. Yeah, have a Solero. Well, you still have to, just can still get Soleros. Do you have one of them?
I don't actually like Solero.
You have a flake in the
bath. Oh, definitely a flake.
A flake in the bath. There creamy we go.
Chocolateous.
Yeah. So, no, hungover wanks, absolutely a thing.
But not like severe vomiting wanks.
Not me. But then again, you know, I do lead a little bit of a sheltered life, I suppose, when it comes to some people. I mean, as long as he wasn't being sick into the bath and shitting into the toilet and somehow firing his jizz. I'd be impressed by that. I'll be honest with you. Yeah, I'd be impressed by that.
It was the
like
same
a human
day.
Sprinkler.
Oval. It was just the same day, so we probably just went back to bed and tugged one out.
Well, there we go.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, guys. We came to your show a few weeks ago, the episode with Ronan and Storm. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And on the way, we were discussing beefs and icks of each other, and I feel like I have the mother of all icks.
Oh, bold. Very bold statement, but let's dance.
My partner's previous car was a black Vauxhall Mareeva.
Genuinely never heard of a Mareeva, but fair enough.
No, me neither. He once told me that when he's driving late at night and someone isn't driving great in front of him, he leans his face onto his shoulder and reads out the car reg, as if he is talking into a radio. Yes, that's right. My boyfriend is pretending he's an undercover police officer calling for backup. He is adamant that it works and that the drivers in front completely change.
Bollocks.
And I'm completely adamant that I've never been drier than when I imagine him doing it on his own in the car.
So, right, hold on. I've just worked out what he means. So they have the radio on their sort of breast, don't they? So he's doing that. He's leaning his face in.
Pretending to be on the radio. So that must be an undercover car.
So a Vauxhall Mareeva must look a bit...
Like the...
Must look a bit feddy.
Aye.
Yeah. Wow.
Do you think... I don't know if I'd be icked by that. I don't know whether it's quite impressive.
But then
I'm definitely... Drama GCSE, so, you know.
You just like the fact that he's in character.
Quite like it.
It's icky. It is icky. It is a bit... It's just the pretending... And what's he saying?
Vauxhall, Sierra, Roger, Tutu,
oh, God, not on his
Tango.
Own. It's Partridge. It's very, very Partridge. Yeah. No, I mean, I doubt it works. I think that's bollocks. I think it's all in his head that it works.
Do you think?
Yeah, 100%. I think it's all in his head. There's no way. You don't look in your... But you cannot see for the fucking headlights. He says it's nighttime. You cannot see someone leaning their head in the car if they're behind you because the headlights are blacking you out. Do you know what I think would make it even more of a nick? What I think you should do, actually.
What?
I think you should have a fake policeman's hat that he puts on when he does that. And a fake radio.
If you're going to do it properly.
And two little, you know, the silver strips, like the silver reflective strips.
Mm-hmm.
Put them just down his top so it looks like he's wearing one of them high visors. So
nice.
Put a little thing on. Lean into the radio, a little policeman's hat.
Nice.
But then again, if you get caught doing that by a policeman, that is impersonating a police officer. And that, I wonder if even pretending to talk into a radio is technically impersonating a police officer, which is illegal.
Is it illegal?
Yeah, you're not allowed to impersonate a police officer. That's illegal.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh.
That's interesting. Wow.
We've got him. I'm saying we've got him. We've got him.
Caught him.
Got him. Enjoy life in the clink, mate.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Thought I'd share an ick that my dad gives me.
Oh,
there's loads of icks this week. I didn't mean it.
That your dad gives
you? Well,
what, you're supposed to be sexually attracted to your dad?
No, I know. I don't know whether... This is probably more of like a beef or just an annoyance rather than ick of your dad. Yeah. But then I suppose...
I get it.
Yeah, your dad can be quite icky.
Well, you can be icked on behalf of someone else. You can be like icked on behalf of... Like
I think it's embarrassing.
A bloke came past us on a skateboard a few days ago and we both looked and I was like, ick? And you were like, yeah, ick.
So, I said not too bad.
I said ick.
It's quite impressive.
Wasn't impressive.
Jealous.
I wasn't jealous. How dare you?
A little bit jealous.
How dare you? Well, no, I mean, to be fair, he wasn't falling on the cobbles like you would on your rollerblades.
He was all right. I had to think, if I remember back to when my dad was younger, I'm sure I've said this to you before, but my dad used to call everyone mate.
Right.
Like, you know, like we do now.
Right.
But I used to get so embarrassed by it.
Oh, right. Okay.
Do you remember doing that when you were a kid?
I mean, I was embarrassed by my dad at everything. My dad got up at on a karaoke once on holiday and I was crying my eyes out.
Oh, well, that's my dad's everyday life.
Yeah.
I remember getting where we used to get on the bus and my dad would be like, oh, three kids, two adults, she has mate. And I'd be like, he's not your mate. Why are you calling him mate? Dad, you don't know him. Why are you saying mate? It's so embarrassing.
So your dad was at the forefront of calling people mate.
He's been mating for years, my dad.
He's been mating for years since I've got three kids.
He's a walking ick, me dad, man. There's loads of stuff. When he used to wear the bloody school jumper, he'd be doing the garden, because you could get adult sizes of the school jumper. We've talked about this ages
ago. I love it.
And he'd
do
the garden in the front garden. I'd be like, dad, man, don't wear the jumper in the front garden. How embarrassing. People be walking past saying, like, me dad in my school jumper. Horrendous.
And didn't he used to have to wear a little tiny little Sunderland badge because your mum wouldn't let him wear a strip.
Yeah.
You had to wear a little tiny little badge everywhere you went.
where's the full kit now?
Kegs and everything. Mm. So what's the sick about my dad?
Okay, so I thought I'd share a nick that my dad gives me. My dad and I don't tend to spend much time together as we don't have much in common. He's your typical sports guy and has a much better relationship with my brothers because of it. So every now and again, he will suggest the two of us go out for dinner and catch up. I love my dad, of course, but I dread the suggestion that we go for dinner as he does the weirdest thing that mortifies me every time.
Okay, it's exciting.
He will always have a pint of lager and once the food is ordered and we wait for... ridiculous. And once the food is ordered and we wait for our meals, out comes the chewing gum that he constantly has in his mouth and into the pint it goes.
Oh, no.
Because of the bubbles, the gum proceeds to bob up and down in his pint until he swigs down the last bit and back into his mouth the gum goes. What the actual fuck?
Sorry, so he puts it there as a holding place.
Yeah,
just bobs around there like a fucking boy in the sea.
Yeah.
And then
once he's finished his dinner, he's like, there's my chewing gum back.
Yeah, dirty bastard. Oh, my God. Oh, in a restaurant. Yeah. In a house, that would be bad. In a restaurant, that's even worse. Oh, you finished your drink, sir? Oh, no, sorry, my chewing gum's in there. That's where I hold it.
Yeah.
What does it taste like when it goes back in, though? Do you think it tastes like
probably like a shandy or like a lager chewing gum,
But a minty lager chewing gum.
They've never done alcohol chewing gum, have they? Like beer flavour chewing gum or wine flavour.
Wine-flavoured chewing gum.
Hello.
Excuse me, sir, you've been drinking. No, it's me, wine-flavoured chewing gum. Why is that a thing?
Listen, do I smell a business opportunity?
Listen, at that roller disco, everyone's going to be flying around chewing on wine-flavoured chewing gum.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
It can get you pissed.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. Pull you over, how many bits of chewing gum you had? I've only had three. You're only allowed one.
You said wine flavour, not actual wine.
No, it's actual wine.
It's actual wine. That's how they get you.
So basically, I've just sort of invented a drug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of a drug. Yeah. Sort of well, they put nicotine in chewing gum, so why couldn't they put alcohol in it?
Exactly.
I think they don't do it because there's no market for it at all, because you could just drink a fucking wine.
Yeah, true.
Yeah?
True. All right.
Apologise for that stupid idea.
No less calories. Okay.
But then where's the fun? Just have a little shot of vodka then.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. As always, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shagmar Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you for listening to this, thank you for watching the TV show. If you have been watching the TV show, if you're here to listen to this episode just because of the TV show, welcome and thank you also. Why not go and vote for the NTAs? The live dates are on sale now, and if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Thank you, and good night or day, depending on when you listen to this.
Or morning. Okay, bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.